Hi. Here we investigated the phase separation dynamics of fluid mixtures, such as industrial and biological fluids. Part 1. Consider a colloidal fluid with two particle species, A and B, in a solvent. Starting from a homogeneous state, let us decrease the temperature into the coexistence region. At this moment, two simultaneous relaxation processes begin, in order to form the dense and the dilute phases. The first process is the equilibration of the total concentrations of the phases. The second is the equilibration of the compositions of the phases, which are not the same as the global proportion between A's and B's. For instance, the dense phase could be richer in A's. Patrick Warren proposed that, in dense systems, the relaxation of the compositions will be much slower than the relaxation of the total concentrations. This is because it requires that particles of different species push each other in opposite directions in order to reach their final destinations, that is, the phases. Our results support this idea and predict other similar consequences. Let us see one aspect of that. Part 2. Consider a lattice gas with the Hamiltonian of equation 1. It basically consists of attractive particles of different species. Each species is characterized by its own attraction strength, denoted by sigma. For example, species alpha and beta interact with constant sigma alpha times sigma beta. In the binary case, sigma A equals 1 plus D and sigma B equals 1 minus D, where D controls how different the species are. The solvent particles are modeled as vacancies. The kinetics proceeds by jumps of particles to empty sites. We derived mean field equations for the dynamics of the continuous concentrations. Part 3. Here we see the visual evolution. Type A is in blue and is more attractive. Type B is in red and is less attractive. And solvent particles are in white and are just vacancies. Initially, the system looks purple. We have the same amounts of A's and B's, and a small amount of vacancies. Then, after some time, we see the formation of bubbles, which are domains of dilute phase, rich in vacancies, therefore. There is an interface rich in red particles, and then the coexisting thermodynamic phase is a dense phase rich in blue particles, surrounding the bubbles. If we look at a histogram of local compositions, we will see initially a peak corresponding to the initial global composition. Then, after some time, we have the formation of two peaks corresponding to the new phase. And between them, we see a path of compositions corresponding to the interface. Part 4. From a top view of the same histogram, we observe the existence of an extra structure, which we call arm. This arm exists because of slow composition relaxation. That is, it is a non-equilibrium structure. Let us see how it emerges. Every time a bubble shrinks via Ostwald ripening and leaves behind red particles, the red particles will exist as a thermodynamically unstable region because the equilibrium composition of the dense phase is richer in A's, not in B's. Now, because the system is really dense, each patch will be long-lived. It will struggle to equilibrate. Therefore, the arm corresponds to a waiting line of compositions in the histogram which are waiting to be equilibrated into the peak of the dense phase. Our results mean that in chemical engineering and in biology, undesired compositions might arise in arrested regions of fluid solutions, either costing money or leading to diseases. Additional results and contact details can be found in the poster. Thank you.